as guided meditations like this can make you drowsy and sleepy. It's not a good idea to drive, operate machinery, or fly a jumbo jet while listening to this meditation. And if you do fall asleep, the guidance in this meditation will still work. It's just your body telling you it needs some rest. For this meditative visualization, you can either lie down or sit up. You can have your eyes open or closed. If you're sitting up, make sure your back is straight and you have both feet on the floor. If you are lying down, prop your head up on a pillow, and you might like a cushion under your knees. So notice any tensions in your body, starting with your forehead. Slacken your jaw and let your tongue lie at the bottom of your mouth. Drop your shoulders. Give your arms, hands and fingers a wiggle. And imagine any tensions leaving your fingertips, floating out into the air around you. Give your legs a little wiggle too. And imagine any tensions from the lower half of your body seep out from the ends of your toes. This meditation is as simple as they come, as it just involves us breathing. As we all have to breathe anyway to keep alive, this is handy. Most of the time, though, we breathe unconsciously and automatically. In this meditation, you will become mindful about the breath. And our breath has three phases. First, the inspiration phase is when we inhale air into our lungs. The second phase is the exhalation of air from our lungs, called expiration. The third phase, which we're not overly aware of, are the still points between the in and the out breaths, and the out and the in breaths. So just now, breathe as you do normally for 5 in and out breaths, and become mindful of these three phases, especially that still point between the in and the out breath, and the out and the in breath. So in and out. Just repeat 4 more times. So I told you this was easy. If you found you lost count of the number of in and out breaths, this is a good thing. The normal human mind can only hold one thought at a time, so if you're focusing on the breath itself, you will lose track of the counting. If you focus on the count, you will lose track of which phase of the breath you are in at any one time. As I mentioned, losing track is a good thing when it comes to entering a deep meditative state. When we breathe during the day, we tend to just use the small muscles around our ribcage. They are known as the intercostal muscles. For this next sequence of breaths, we will use the diaphragm. When we engage our diaphragm, two things happen. Firstly, we draw more oxygen into our lungs. Secondly, this pumps more oxygen into our blood, which in turn energizes our neurons. As our neurons don't store oxygen, this helps keep them healthier for longer, which is why it is thought that regular meditation delays the onset of age-related mental degenerative disease. So to engage your diaphragm, put your hands on your belly so the middle fingers just touch. Then breathe in deeply through your nostrils so your middle fingers part, and breathe out through your mouth for about 4 times as long as the in-breath so the fingers touch again. Again, become mindful of the still points between the in and the out, and the out and the in. This time, do this 7 times and remember not to worry if you lose count. During the day, you will find that it is normal just to use your ribcage muscles to breathe. But it's a great idea to start the day with a few deep belly breaths just like these. It's also a good thing to do before responding and reacting when someone angers or annoys you. And it's especially useful to do before embarking on a creative task, as our breath literally inspires us. This last breathing exercise in this meditation is a simple, stressless workout that actually strengthens your core and tones up your tummy muscles. You can do this with or without your hands on your belly. This technique involves you breathing in for a count of 4, holding for a count of 4, breathing out to a count of 4, and holding for a count of 4. I'll do this fairly quickly for starters, but you can do this safely at any speed you are comfortable with, while you're driving, or even in a business meeting, if you want to work those abs with nobody noticing. So let's start. So that's breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. And now repeat this breathing pattern, in, hold, out, hold, 5 times to the beat of the music. And last one, so that's in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, and relax. So I told you at the start this meditation was simple. And for the next few minutes, just relax to the background music and use any of the 3 techniques here to breathe along to. So to remind you, the first technique is just breathing, being mindful of the in and the out breaths and the still points between the breaths. The second technique is belly breathing, using the diaphragm, using your fingers as resistance. And the last technique is breathing to a count. So you breathe in to a count of four, hold to a count of four, breathe out to a count of four, and hold for a count of four. And don't put yourself under any pressure at any time. This is not about strength or fitness. It's just about being mindful of the breath. Anytime you like, just open your eyes and come back into the room. And thanks for breathing with me today.